Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
And on this Valentine's Day in the year of our Lord 2023, a lot of love to all of our friends on Pioneer Valley Radio and all of our listeners. That's you. Well, we have an Arts Beat report from Mr. Auerbach a bit later in the program, and away we go. Or more accurately, here we go again. A familiar reprise from Mayor Sarno, commenting on the recent arrest by the Springfield Police Department of two suspects on gun charges and outstanding warrants. The mayor said, with the rearrests of two repeat violent criminal offenders on gun charges, one who was out on bail with firearm and heroin drug dealing charges in both Hampden and Hampshire counties, and another who was out with numerous active warrants, shows that our courts and some of our judges continue to perpetuate a broken system that shows complete disregard to our residents and business community by allowing these repeat violent criminal offenders again and again out through their revolving door to continue to create mayhem on our streets and in our neighborhoods. While these two repeat criminal offenders were joyriding around, Police Superintendent Cheryl Claproot and I spent Friday speaking with residents and property owners affected by gun violence and shootings in their neighborhoods. Not only did we update them on the Springfield Police Department's continued and ongoing efforts, which they acknowledged and appreciated, but also the issue of why the courts and some judges allow this to happen. This has to stop. I again want to thank State Rep. Angelo Pupolo for continuing to file my bail reform legislation, and D.A. Anthony Galluni and Sheriff Nick Cochi for their continued partnership in this quest to keep our residents and business community safe and sound. We'll keep fighting. End quote from Mayor Sarno. And may I add, this is controversial, I don't care, but who can disagree with that, really? Well, following over a decade of efforts by the Western Mass Veterans Committee, Mayor John Vio in Chicopee welcomed Mass veterans to the city of Chicopee to celebrate the beginning of construction on the city's newest park, officially known as the Western Mass Post 9/11 and Service Dog Memorial Park. Well, hear, hear. The new park, located on Westover Road on city property, known locally as the Westover Industrial Gateway Park. The Western Mass Post 9/11 and Service Dog Memorial Park is expected to be under construction through late 2023. And over at the Springfield Museums, they're presenting Curiosity Challenge, February 20 through the 24th, with a special exhibition, Leonardo's Lab, as inspiration. Visitors can enjoy daily hands-on activities that engage the mind and get them thinking outside the box. And all the activities are free with museum admission, and some of the many activities include Stick to It from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and you can use popsicle sticks and other materials to build towers and bridges that can balance and support weights. Trey Cool. Mass Department of Transportation will be performing guardrail repair operations as well as daytime paving work on I-90 eastbound and westbound in Lee and Blandford at different times and locations through 4 p.m. on Friday. And there will be lane closures in place during the repair operations. Schedule for the closures as follows. Noon from 8 p.m. to 4 p.m. the following morning in Lee, paving and pothole patching operations will be performed on I-90 eastbound and westbound at mile marker 10.3. Tomorrow, the 15th, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Paving operations on I-90 westbound Plaza on-ramp at mile marker 8.3. Thursday, the 16th, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Paving operations will be performed on I-90 eastbound at mile marker 8.3 Friday, February 17, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Appropriate signage and messaging is going to be in place to guide you through the work area during the week. And if you're driving through the affected areas, you should expect delays, obviously. Reduce speed, use caution. And all the scheduled work is based on weather and could be changed without notice. Mass State Police announcing a sobriety checkpoint for this coming Friday night, the 17th, into Saturday, the 18th. The checkpoint is scheduled for Hampden County, Blandford, Chicopee, Holyoke, Springfield, Westfield, etc. And that's this Friday into Saturday. And for now, this is the only one scheduled, but that could change. The checkpoint will be operated during varied hours on the selection of vehicles And it won't be arbitrary. Safety will be assured, and any inconveniences to motorists will be minimized with advance notice to reduce fear and anxiety. Mass State Police giving advance notice of the checkpoint to hopefully reduce fear and anxiety due to inconveniences. Also, the State Police stress that safety will most definitely be assured. Six Flags New England is launching a rapid hiring program. And this program offers remote applications and interviews for those looking for a seasonal or part-time position. Additionally, an on-site job fair is going to take place Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Human Resources Building located at 1756 Main Street, Agawam, right across the street from the theme park. If you're interested, you can visit Six Flags to apply and complete interview questions remotely, and they provide virtual training opportunities. Now, if, as they say, all the world's a stage, well, Mark Auerbach certainly has his finger on it, Mark.
Chester Theatre Company has announced its 2023 season, its first, under the direction of Tara Franklin and James Barry. The season opens with Peter Sinnottrieb's The Making of a Great Moment, directed by Barry and starring Bill Bowers. Guards at the Taj by Rajiv Joseph follows. Christina Franklin stages Loy A. Webb's The Light. Daniel Elihu Kramer returns to direct Tara Franklin, Hero Marguerite, Joel Ripka, and Corinna May in Annie Baker's Circle Mirror Transformation. Chester will also offer a workshop of Unreconciled, co-written by and starring Jay Sefton. For details, dates, and times, chestertheater.org. Berkshire Opera Festival has announced its 2023 season, which includes performances in Great Barrington, Pittsfield, and New York City. Under the direction of co-founders Brian Garman and Jonathan Loy, Puccini's beloved La Boheme comes to Pittsfield's Colonial Theater August 26th through September 1st. The season also features two concerts that survey the vast operatic repertoire, one April 16th at Great Barrington St. James Place, and one on July 22nd at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. Then, on November 16th, the company travels to New York City to give a workshop performance of Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Anthony Davis's The Reef, a new opera written in collaboration with librettist Joan Ross Sorkin. For details, BerkshireOperaFestival.org. Tootsie, the Broadway musical adaptation of the award-winning 1982 film with Dustin Hoffman, plays the Bushnell February 21st through the 26th. Featuring a Tony Award-winning book by Robert Horn and music and lyrics by David Yazbek, who wrote the full Monty, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and the Band's Visit, the musical features staging by Dave Solomon and choreography by Dennis Jones, who choreographed Goodspeed's Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn. For details, bushnell.org. William Canongeiser, founding member of the Grammy Award Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, comes to the UMass Old Chapel February 25th for a concert under the auspices of the Fine Arts Center. He'll also present a free lecture on wellness February 24th and a classical guitar masterclass on February 26th. In his Guitar Series performance, he'll present a fascinating multicultural program, Diaspora, featuring works for classical guitar from Irish, American, Serbian, Persian, Cuban, and Tibetan composers that reflect the immigrant experience. For details, fineartcenter.com. Mosso and Friends launched the second season at the Westfield Athenaeum February 23rd. Violinist Beth Welty, horn player Sarah Sutherland, and pianist Elizabeth Scavish will perform trios of Frederick Duvernoy, Ewan Madsen, and Johannes Brahms. Guy McLean gives free pre-performance informances at 6 o'clock for ticket holders. For details, westath.org. And the Banff Center Mountain Film Festival World Tour is coming to the area with two separate programs, one at Northampton Academy of Music Theater February 17th, and the second one at the Bushnell in Hartford on February 18th. The film screenings are different at each venue. Banff Center Mountain Film and Book Festival is one of the largest and most prestigious festivals in the world, and for details on the Northampton screening, aomtheater.com. For details on the Hartford screening, bushnell.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And Clint Screechwood has been announced as the winner of the Superb Owl Contest, awarding the Forest Park Zoo a $5,000 cash prize. Way to go, Clint. Screechwood obtained more than 60% of the votes during the final round of the Superb Owl Contest. Tens of thousands of votes were accumulated throughout the contest this year. In addition to the zoo receiving a $5,000 reward, one person that voted for Screechwood also is going to get $1,000. Clint Screechwood is one of three Eastern screech owls at the zoo in Forest Park that arrived during the winter of 2020. He and his two companions, Huma Thurman and Jean-Claude Van Damme, all have vision impairments that prevent them from living in the wild. Well, thanks to everybody. Thanks to our friend Mark Auerbach, and thanks to you, listeners, for being with us on this Valentine's Day edition of our program. For Pioneer Valley Radio, with all the love we have, I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.